Vermont Health Connect has seen its share of trouble since it was launched 3.5 years ago. The problems got so bad, in fact, that Republican Governor Phil Scott once vowed to do away with the state-run insurance exchange altogether. But an independent auditing firm says the program is now meeting all requirements set forth by the federal government. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, a key member of the Scott administration says the progress has been impressive.
About 2 weeks ago, an audit of Vermont Health Connect landed on the desks of the federal regulators that oversee state health insurance exchanges across the country. The Maine-based auditing firm, called Barry Dunn, issued what's known in its business as a, quote, unqualified opinion.
Which is as good as it gets when it comes to audits. 2 years ago, I think, the audit finding was adverse.
That's Corey Gustafson, commissioner of the Vermont Department of Health Access, and he's correct that in 2015, the audit results were far worse. Due to a laundry list of operational shortcomings, auditors back then deemed Vermont Health Connect to be out of compliance with federal regulations.
The report to me really speaks to a story of continuous improvement at Vermont Health Connect.
It's a noteworthy assessment coming from an appointee of Phil Scott, given that the first-term Republican governor spent much of his campaign last year calling for a wholesale overhaul of the embattled health insurance exchange. Changes to Vermont Health Connect are still in the works, to be sure. Scott says he'll have a plan in place by the end of this year for proposed operational reforms. But Gustafson says the system's foundation is sound and that the program is moving in the right direction.
The big problems that were seen in 2014 and early 2015 are less and less and less, and the service levels are higher and higher and higher.
Mike Fisher is the chief of the Office of the Healthcare Advocate, a consumer advocacy organization run by Vermont Legal Aid. Fisher says measures of consumer satisfaction on Vermont Health Connect continue to rise.
The numbers continue to get better. The number of Vermonters who are caught up in real challenges are smaller and smaller.
Fisher, though, says those improvements mean little to the Vermonters who still struggle with billing errors, lapses in coverage, or extended delays in making changes to their policies.
For those Vermonters who have a real challenge, that story that the numbers are getting smaller doesn't matter. They're still frustrated as can be.
Corey Gustafson says the bulk of those challenges can be traced back to the same issue.
Data integrity is a piece that we want to see improvement in.
The Barry Dunn audit, which examined exchange operations during fiscal year 2016, notes problems with verification of basic data in insurance applications, such as accurate Social Security numbers. Gustafson says the long-term solution to those data integrity issues will be finding a more reliable way to automate the transfer of the data. Gustafson says it's unclear at this point what options his department has for rectifying the issue, but he says the state has begun to search for solutions.
Asking the industry and the vendors that are out there, how could we potentially look at this differently? Talking to other states about what they're doing. Those are the paths we're going down right now.
For people who buy federally subsidized insurance plans on Vermont Health Connect, or for those on Medicaid, operational issues with the exchange might not be the biggest concern on the horizon. Healthcare legislation recently passed by the U.S. House of Representatives would roll back billions of dollars in federal health insurance subsidies for many people who receive coverage through the exchange. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.